This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today is the final day to apply for 2017 federal crop insurance. Current policyholders who would like to make changes also need to do so by today if you haven't already. And if you're searching for a place to buy crop insurance, you can find a list of agents at your local USDA service center. In other news, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau is hosting a brand new event this Friday at their office in Hillsboro, and County Farm Bureau President Jay Neiman has the details.
This year, we're going to be hosting our first annual agricultural-based job fair over at the Farm Bureau building, and we're working in conjunction with Lincoln Land Community College. We're going to be hosting that on March the 17th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock in the evening. For those people out there that might be looking to get a job or maybe looking to better their careers and looking for a different avenue of revenue.
Well, I'm really excited for this event. The lineup of businesses that you have a really good number, and they're local. They're in the county. I think that's really important because we want to support the county and get people jobs in this area. So what a great opportunity to come out and see these folks. So, Jay, who all is going to be available to talk with and find out about their businesses?
Yes, Katie. We've got 17 participants in the job fair this year. We've got, and they're all in the ag-based field. We've got the Farm Service Agency out of Hillsboro. We have Midway Trailer Sales, Napa McKay Auto Parts, M&M Service Company, Illinois Farm Bureau, coming down from Bloomington from the home office. They're always looking for managers. Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning, Brandt Consolidated, Effingham Equity, Fleming Tofall and Company, International Filters, Sarco Hydraulics, Midwest Tractor Sales, Borgic Hog Farms, Sloan Implement, HSHS St. Francis Hospital, Rural King, and Lincoln Land Community College.
And a lot of these, I know you were talking with me a little bit before, the reason you got the idea to contact them is because they are looking for some help. They need some hired people. So what a great time to come out and talk to them and if you're in need of a job.
Yes, every one of the participants in this program are currently looking for employees, with the exception of Lincoln Land Community College. They're looking for students, as well as they're going to be here if a person is just getting into the job market and they're wondering how to complete a resume or how to do an interview. They will be here on hand to give a tutoring class or tutoring lesson one-on-one to participants that may inquire with them.
And I guess this would be open to the public, so don't be discouraged if you're not already currently involved with the Farm Bureau.
Yes, this is open to the public from high school all the way up to somebody in the upper generation that may be looking to go down a different avenue or find a different job in the ag field.
So, Jay, this is a new event, so I'll ask you, what gave the idea to host this and try it out for the first year? Why'd you want to do this?
Well, it's kind of a responsibility with being a president for the County Farm Bureau. I always try to stay in contact with my members. And I would, in conversation with them, I would ask them, where is Farm Bureau lacking? What do we need to do better where we can gain more strength in our organization? And repeatedly, they would always say, we need more community involvement. So while working in the shop later in the evenings and stuff, I do a lot of thinking and always writing notes. And I had made a note about conducting a job fair. And it resurfaced again, come to the top of the pile as I was preparing, taking care of bills and stuff later on this year, or earlier this spring. And so I thought, well, that's a sign. I maybe need to do something about this. So I contacted Lincoln Land Community College, and we've kind of taken off from there. And we've only been working at this for about 2 weeks now to get it organized. But some of the best things happen at the spur of the moment.
That is definitely true. I can definitely agree with that statement. Well, Jay, a great event, and just remind us again, location, date, and time, and maybe a couple landmarks for people if they're not familiar with where the Farm Bureau office is.
The job fair is going to be hosted at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau building. We're located at 102 North Main Street, right across from the courthouse. It will be hosted on March the 17th, which is this Friday, which is also St. Patrick's Day. So, but you're not necessarily required to wear green. We will not step on your toes. And it will be starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will go till 5 o'clock in the evening. And there will be signs posted outside the building to let you know if you get any concerns or getting lost.
And once again, we've been hearing from Jay Neiman with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, and we'll be back with more after these messages. Sales of farm equipment posted an increase in February, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers monthly report. For February of 2017, the report says tractor sales in the U.S. were 13% higher compared to February of last year. For the 2 months in 2017, a total of 22,400 tractors were sold, which compares to 21,300 sold through February of 2016, representing a 5% increase for the year. For the month, two-wheel drive smaller tractors under 40 horsepower were up 22% from last year, while 40 and under 100 horsepower tractor sales were down 3%. Sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower tractors were up 17%, while four-wheel drive tractors were down 25%. Combine sales were up 29% for the month, and sales of combines for the year totaled 415, which was a decrease of 29% from 2016. The Illinois Wheat Association will hold a wheat yield contest that's open to all Illinois Wheat Association members. Entries for the contest, which is now in its third year, are open and they'll close on May 12th. Growers interested in entering the contest must be current members of the Illinois Wheat Association, or you can pay for a 1 or 3 year membership when you submit your entry form, along with a $50 entry fee. The top 4 entries will be awarded in both the northern and southern region of the state, with first place receiving $500, second place receiving $250, third place receiving $125, and fourth place will receive a 3-year membership to the Illinois Wheat Association. Prizes will be awarded at the Summer Wheat Forum, which will be held on August 22nd at the American Legion in Oakville. And for more information about the contest or the rules, you can visit illinoiswheat.org or call the association at 309-557-3662. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.